This episode of Cousin Sons is brought to you by the Masani Group. As you guys know, Garen and I train Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. One of our black belts is not only a black belt in BJJ, but also in the housing market. It can help you get the best deals on homes in the greater Los Angeles area. Just call the Masani Group at 626-263-0434 or visit their website at themasanigroup.com. This episode of Cousins and Sons is brought to you by Authentic Muay Thai Supply. This is an online fightwear store where you can find the best, most authentic Muay Thai protection gear, training gear, boxing gloves, and Muay Thai shorts straight up from Thailand. Good prices, good people. Check them out over at AuthenticMuayThaiSupply.com and enjoy this episode of the podcast.
Yeah.
Nailed it, Pepper. Nailed it.
You'll be proud of someone. Just give it a chance to make yourself. If you don't like me here, I will be someone else.
Cause I'm a conformist. I'll be someone else.
Oh shit! Well, I haven't heard that song in so long, and I missed it. Tommy Shanklin, thank you for those pipes.
That man is now engaged.
I saw that. Congratulations, Tommy.
Tommy. I think. Got his own little family now. Look at him go. Look at him go.
He has his son. Is adorable.
Son is adorable.
It's adorable.
Chunky chunk, but so cute. He's definitely gonna be fit. And you know, not fit, but like. He's just fat enough as a baby that I'm hoping he'll, you know, he's going to grow up and
fully blossom. Yeah.
Blossom. He's cutie. All right, guys. Well, we are back. Cousins and Sons podcast. It's been a minute. It's been a minute since we've been here with you guys. Life happened. Let's see here. I don't even remember the last time we did a podcast.
It was Colorado with Tom Dygert. You know, the political podcast, which is always fun with Tom. We're going to have him on again. It's going to be Wunderbar.
Yep.
But yeah, that was the last time. I was in Colorado. You were still in LA. Now I'm back in Nashville. You're still in LA, and there's a lot that's happened. I mean, Garen's got robbed. Bombings have happened. Christmas has happened.
Yep.
New Year's is going to happen tonight.
Yes, tonight's today, right now. The end is now. But we're not going to wake up tomorrow and everything's going to be changed. So stop saying that.
I know. That is the funniest thing you people need to quit fucking doing is thinking that New Year's bring a new beginning. It doesn't. You already started. Beginning started out the puss.
Yep. It's already done. It's already there. You ain't going to wake up. COVID's still here. Your money, you're still broke. That person doesn't love you. You know, life is over, but you can be very positive. That's all. Try to stay positive, everybody. And I'm saying that at
the bottom. It's nothing but an uphill battle, but you can do it with a smile.
Do it with a smile every day. Cry a little, laugh a little. You know, that's what life's all about.
And if you think about it, at least it could be worse. We could have been in the Holocaust or something. You know what I mean?
It's true. We could have had no choice. You know, we could have had
no choice. Yeah. Zero choices. I mean, that is like everyone feels like their freedoms are ripped now. It's like, imagine that.
Yeah, you have more freedoms. You have more freedoms for sure now. And then, but it does feel like, you know.
We can eat.
Someone's ripping our dead pets' heads off, like in Dumb and Dumber. Sometimes does feel like that.
It does.
But yeah, again, lots have happened. So, but we have the starting of this whole podcast was based around our life. A year ago, which was doing stand-up comedy and Brazilian jiu-jitsu, which we're still able to do from time to time. Jiu-jitsu, stand-up, not so much, depending on where you are.
Jiu-jitsu, too.
depending
on where you are.
But it's still, it's one of those where, like, it's not enough for it to be something we talk about every week. We didn't want it to be completely that we talk about, you know, stimulus checks and COVID every single day and getting that. And I, you know, you want to still have a purpose for why we do this. We love doing it. We love catching up. We love, you know, people listening and telling us what they like about it. But it also comes back to being passionate about it. And when you're just talking about the same things over and over again, it's hard to be passionate. It's hard.
It is, yeah.
up to date and keep consistent. And so we have decided to, with, you know, being out of state, being out of different areas, not being able to have Travis on because of, you know, just life happens and everybody's in their own world right now and everything. And we love him. And
shout out to Travis
and prayers for him and his family. His grandfather just passed away. But so now it's a matter of, instead of being like, oh, well, we want to keep it the same, and just realize, again, 2020, adapt. So we have decided to kind of revamp, in a sense. That's what this kind of episode is about. It's just saying, hi, thanks for still listening. We're here. We're not dead. And, come, you know, in the next week or two for the episodes, it'll be more or less. If it's just me and Steel, it's going to be us talking about certain things that went on that week. Not in sense, it'd be more like current event stuff. Mentioning up, but it'll only be like a 20-minute podcast. It's not going to be
way more organized.
Way more organized. And then we have a list of people that we want to interview that we are very interested in learning about. Everything.
A laundry list.
Yeah. Whether we have talked to this week or whether we haven't talked to in years, or even some people who we've never even really talked to, but we just know acquaintance, and we find their lifestyle and what they do and just the things that they bring to this world interesting. And kind of that way we can learn from others, and that way we can figure out, you know, be able to bring that to the table and have to make it more, you know, passionate on our ends, so then we can learn and hopefully in the future go back to current events as far as stand-up goes, as far as jiu-jitsu goes. That'll always be a thing for us, especially jiu-jitsu, and you know, that's
for sure.
I mean, I miss it every day.
I saw a post, well, let's talk about jiu-jitsu a little bit. I saw a post that our boy Nico did the other day, or it was like his what do you call that on Instagram, like the Snapchat version of it?
TikTok.
What is it?
Wait, did you say TikTok?
No. The Snapchat thing that's on Instagram. You know how you can like, what is that? Is that called something? I guess your story. Yeah. You're right. Your story. Anyways, I saw his story and he was posting all the jiu-jitsu, all like, you know, the past jiu-jitsu footage and photos. And right at the end of it, he said, I'll never take this for granted again.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I know exactly how you feel.
Yep.
Like, I mean, and that's kind of why I'm not taking it for granted. You know what I mean? It's just like, dude, jiu-jitsu just keep, you know, and I think it's jiu-jitsu. It could be something else. Maybe it could be wrestling or something like that, but it's jiu-jitsu for me. And yeah. Keeps me sane and humble. And, you know, it really does, you know, make me a better person.
Yeah.
I mean, even like I went on Monday, and, you know, I was starting to get a little bit of an attitude, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like the weeks before, and just, you know, hateful, whatnot, dude. Went Monday, an hour and a half, that ego is killed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's just, it's amazing. I mean, it's a weird, bittersweet thing. Cause it's like, oh fuck, you know, I've been out of the game for a little bit and I'm not, I'm out of shape or whatever, and cardio's off, plus my skill set's a little rusty or whatever. And so you kind of have those like moments of like defeat, I guess. Mm-hmm. And then, but every time, like, you know, every time without fail, I've gone to hundreds of jiu-jitsu classes at this point, never regretted going once I left. As a matter of fact, I felt, you feel amazing after it's over, you know, you did good in some areas, you did bad in some others, and that's just the way it goes, and that's the way life goes, I guess. And it's just, it reminds you of that in a short, you know, amount of time.
It brings into that perspective of things. Yeah, I miss it so much. As far, it's been like 2 months, I think, almost a month.
Has it? Oh, shit.
I've been able to go, and it's definitely, I'm over here trying to like just get the energy to work out. I'm like, oh, I hate working out, you know. That's why
I do too.
And I don't. Definitely, yeah, don't take it for granted. And I think, and again, it's just sitting down and kind of taking into consideration everything else and seeing where we are right now and the perspective of things, and then seeing where we can go. And that's why I think revamping this, kind of get our passion back in a different way, you know?
Yeah, Absolutely.
The episode, how we started the whole podcast and the realm of it all. It's still us. It's still a cousins talking, being ourselves, bringing that to it. I would say also for anyone listening, if you have any like questions that you would, even general questions you would want to be asked to any guest, to message us on Instagram, social media, or even anchor.fm. You can even do an audio request if you would like on there that we can have asked.
Or what we could, another thing we could do, I was thinking, is we could post on Instagram maybe a few days or that week that we're going to have our guest on, the type of guest he's going to be, because we're going to have everything from firefighters to military men to filmmakers.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a wide variety of guests. So we'll post maybe on Instagram, Garen. I don't know. What do you think?
No, yeah, we'll
And then they can kind of communicate with us through DM or comments on what they would like. You know, if they'd like to, you know, if you have any questions for this firefighter, this policeman, this, you know, politician, whatever may be on.
And again, you can write the words, you know, verbally, like, or not verbally, but like writing it, and then we can read it. But if you do go to the anchor.fm app and you find us, you can actually send in a voice recording that we can actually put into the podcast. And you can hear your voice on the podcast asking the question if you really want to.
That's always fun, right?
Yeah, it's always fun. You're a part of it. So, yeah, I think that was the main thing for this. We hope everybody who is healthy as they can be during this time frame, everybody is mentally, you know, keep doing your – again, everybody's meditation is different than others. Ours was jiu-jitsu, trying to adapt and overcome and find your ways to do that. Because, again, tomorrow is 2021, and
we're still in the same boat.
Still on the same boat. Yep. It's still.
We'll get through it together, though.
We'll get through
it. You know what I mean?
Keep going, and, you know, when the going gets tough, the tough gets going. So it's, you definitely got to realize that the end is near, but not near enough. So keep on pushing on.
Yeah, that's another conversation itself, you know. But yeah, well, we hope everyone's doing great, and again, stay healthy. Shout out to Travis. I know, again, his grandpa just passed, and you know, my heart goes out to him and his family. And and of course, you know, what a bad time for it to happen, not only pandemic but Christmas time. So really feel for them, and I hope they're doing all right. Travis, hope you're doing all right. And another shout out, dude, just one more before we get off. I just want to give a shout out to Chris Alessandro, our coach. And just, I just feel for that. I just feel for him. Just spending 20 years to build a business and then sort of it slowly being ripped away or feeling like it's getting ripped away is not cool, or it's terrible. And my heart goes out to him as well. And I don't know.
Yeah, he's.
I wish I was a millionaire so I could give him money. Like, I really do.
Buy the building or something like that.
I'll buy the fucking building. You buy the whole goddamn strip. Yeah.
No, I did.
But I owe my coach and the coaches there a ton.
Yeah.
Just, you know, the man I am today. So
sure, both of us. We want to be. That's why we still do what we do and try to help out in any which way we can, because, you know, a lot don't understand how it's affected us and are the person we are today because of making that choice to start.
To start.
Know, 2.5 years ago, 3 years ago. Yep. So,
you believe it's that long? That's crazy, though. Crazy, it's cool to say that. One more shout out, my bad. And actually something that I just wanted to bring up. Shout out to Steve Simone, also one of our mentors, one of the best people on the face of the earth. And actually, dude, I might be seeing him on Monday, sometime next week. They're doing a show at Zany's with Theo. He wants me to come hang out. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah. So
do it.
I'll let you guys know about that shit next week.
That's awesome.
Stuff next week. I'm sorry. Excuse my French. I'm trying not to swear as much anymore.
Oh, no. Yeah.
So I'm going to tell the people that, so that way I'm held accountable.
Yep. All right. Well, great. Yeah. Thanks to every mentor we have. Thank you to family, friends, everybody who's been supportive during this entire time. And remember, guys, don't talk about it.
Be about it.
If you don't like me here, I will be, yes, I will be someone else.
Hey, you guys, thanks so much for listening. Go follow us on all the social medias, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and we're also on YouTube.
Yes, and if you want to, you can go the extra mile and follow us on anchor.fm and our Patreon, where we will have exclusive content and pre-released episodes. And remember, guys, don't talk about it.
Be about it.
Peace.